The New South Wales government announces changes to the state's reopening roadmap. The Australian Prime Minister emphasising science will determine the solution to climate change. And very elegant claims victory in this year's Melbourne Cup. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales government is unveiling changes to the state's COVID-19 roadmap. From next Monday, people who are fully vaccinated will enjoy greater density limits at hospitality venues. Visitors at home will be uncapped. Indoor pools will reopen while stadiums will increase to 100% capacity. Masks must continue to be worn at indoor venues until the 15th of December. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says despite the new freedoms, people must remain vigilant in practising COVID-safe measures.
It was great to see people out and about and great to see those international arrivals and those reunited families. However, it is critical that as we go through this transition phase, we need to retain those COVID-safe practices. So as the Premier indicated, we have to continue to get tested. Even if you're fully vaccinated, you need to get tested. You need to stay home. Those small steps can really help us keep the virus transmission in the community suppressed.
And Victoria has recorded less than 1,000 new cases on Tuesday and another 9 COVID-19 deaths. The state detected its lowest daily number of 986 infections since late September from 48,000 COVID-19 tests. The death toll stands at 1,134, while Victoria has 19,409 active cases. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is emphasising that science will determine the solution to climate change rather than politicians. He has committed to net zero emissions by 2050 at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, telling the event that lower emissions technology is the answer. Mr Morrison says global momentum to manage climate change is building, highlighting the role of researchers, entrepreneurs, scientists and investors.
Technology will have the answers to a decarbonised economy, particularly over time, and achieve it in a way that does not deny our citizens, especially in developing economies, their livelihoods or the opportunity for a better quality of life.
A report into Australia's mental health system is proposing a big picture approach to reform the sector with a focus on early intervention. The House Select Committee on Mental Health and Suicide Prevention handed down its final report, urging the government to act on its recommendations. Chair of the committee, Dr. Fiona Martin, says it's important that culturally appropriate and trained health professionals become more available.
In addition to that, a lot more collaboration in terms of co-design of programs to ensure that Aboriginal mental health and suicide prevention really is done in a way where there's proper co-design going on, and there is an understanding of the importance of culture taught from a very young age and how connection to culture transcends across time and impacts on the well-being and mental health of our Indigenous people.
And for health and support measures, you can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day on 13 11 14. Two teenage girls have been charged with attempting to kill a female teacher who was stabbed at a Perth high school. Police allege the girls, aged 13 and 14, exchanged messages online for more than 2 weeks, which related to a plan to kill the teacher. The 13-year-old allegedly brought a knife to Willerton Senior High School on Monday, which she provided to the other girl. It's alleged the 14-year-old used the knife to stab the teacher, who suffered a 1 centimetre wound to her left armpit and was taken to hospital for treatment. The 14-year-old fled but was found by police in Willerton later that day while the other girl was taken into custody. In racing, Very Elegant has easily won this year's Melbourne Cup ahead of a favourite, Incentivise, at Flemington. The 6-year-old horse has claimed the prestigious prize, trained by Chris Waller, and Spanish Mission came in third place. 10,000 fully vaccinated patrons were able to attend the event, and some protesters also turned up to the track. The weather now for tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23 for you in Perth. In Adelaide, showers easing, 33 degrees. Humid with rain increasing, 25 for Melbourne. Rain increasing also in Hobart, 25 there as well. In Canberra, possible shower in 26. Partly cloudy, 23 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Fine weather in Newcastle, 27. Partly cloudy, 26 for Brisbane. Showers and 30 degrees in Cairns. And a shower or two with a possible storm, 36 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.